Blake is hand to carrier is light and nice. They're the carrier around on Earth. They just got the module was just slipping right down inside the surveyor crater with it. He said, Jake? Okay, I see you over there. I'm on the way. Oh, don't tell me, you dingling camera.
Yeah.
you're not going to get the before, unfortunately. Okay, how about right? Wait, I have my shadow here over there. No, that's the pile right there. See where I turned over the two rocks alongside the great big rock of my foot tracks are? Oh, yeah, way down at the end. No, right here. I'll walk over to it. That's a good idea. Right straight in front of me. This rock pile right here. Oh, okay. Want me to shoot it from right here? Yeah, and you're in 15 feet back up. You're in 5 feet.
I sure will.
15 feet. And ought to be about F-11.
Darker material. Well, I don't know. I'll have to photograph that too. Let me get
Okay, to get there. Okay, yeah, Houston, kind of interesting here. Pete walked across one edge of the rim here. We're about, 50 feet inside the upper rim. And he happened to scrape an area there with his foot. It's a much lighter colored soil, like cement. Yeah, let me just get your picture.
I got it.
Roger out. Hey, let me get my bag, Pete. Well, you got to be careful with that hand tool carrier. It'll fall over. Right. Right, and that's my bag number 13. Okay. Now, let me photograph this thing and let's trench this whole area.
Okay.
I've got the gnomon in right here over my footsteps and the light soil versus the dark. And we can trench there. Okay, I just put it into 3D.
3D, yeah.
In just a second. Okay. Let's see, 5 feet, F8, would be 50.
About
That's not good. Yeah,
I want to
show what. Down about 6 inches and broke this light gray down there. Now, in the back, you'll find this darker gray material that's falling off the side.
There you go.
Hey, I want to throw this whole rock in that I dug up from down deep.
Is that a rock?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Get another sample back.
All right.
That's a good one, because I'll have
to let me get a picture of it first.
I dug it up out of a hole.
Hard to keep the soil in the bag.
Stereo clear.
Okay. And let's see. There's quite a little of the topsoil mixed in because the sides collapsed. Angle of repose is about 85 degrees, but
now then it's your head
side, it falls in. It's not the cohesive at all. Even though it seems to remain nearly vertical, I guess it's a little gravity. Hey, that's a nice rock. It's
right.
Be a rock from the bottom of the hole, and it's covered in gray. I don't see anything in it other than just the gray dirt covering, soil covering. Let me get a final shot, Pete. Okay, that's good. Okay, as you move off, every once in a while I can see some light, but most of the time, you kicked over a rock that had a white bottom, and might have been different than the top. Right behind you, you might want to take a picture of that. Might have been different, those others. You're going to have to budget our time now. How long do you want us to spend it in Head Crater?
Because it looks like we could just spend all the time here if we
want. That's what's bothering me. We could do that any place here on the moon.
Pete, we started just 58 minutes into the ADA, and we'd like to get you over to Bench Crater and leaving there something on the order of 1 plus 12. We can split that a bit. So we suggest you finish up where you are, what you're doing there.
Where's the map?
I got the map right here, Pete.
Let you take a look at this.
By the way, this is the smartest idea we came up with, Houston. This map just works great out here.
Okay, let me take a picture of this rock.
This isn't going to show much.
Let me use your shovel. All right, now I'm trying to find the triple craters you're referring to.
Take it around.
That triple crater is just healthy right on its position, and I want you to go ahead and move on.
Okay, I got this.
Okay, now there's a good picture. Let me get that one.
Hey, okay, now let me see what it's at.
Well, we've got it. Turn over one of the rocks on the rim. The bottom part of the rock is gray, about half of it. This rock happens to be about a 6-inch diameter rock. That gives you stereo of it. And the top is the same color as the,
I'll
take another one.
Hey, maybe you want it.
Now, even these rocks out in here, even the ones that are almost completely covered with the soil, if I look at them, I can see it. Glints of crystals or something.
Yeah, every one of them.
All right, let me have that. There's your two.
All right, we're going to head for a bench crater.
Okay, now, we didn't get a pan here, did we?
No, and I'm going to get it when I get to triple craters, which is right over here.
Sounds good.
I think they're right over here. I can't see them. I got to look over the hill.
All right.
Yeah, here they are.
Oh, oh, oh.
Things are quite a bit lighter gray up here on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Right until we're approaching.
Oh, look, right,
look at these craters, Dale. Yeah.
Wait. Now, do you want head crater? From triple craters? What would you want, or do you want the triple craters?
Pete, we suggest you just move on the bench. And comment on that double cord tube. If you find a spot that looks fast, go ahead and sink the double cord tube.
Abandoned bench.
Roger.
It's really a shame, Houston. We could work out here for 8 or 9 hours. The work is no strain at all.
I took three quick pictures of triple craters, Houston. We're not going to get to that other one. Bench is it, but that looks like a real interesting area on it, on the far corner of bench, Al. All those big rocks, some of them could be dead rock out of somewhere. But I'm kind of wondering, we're passing up these here, and they got to be dead rock from somewhere. We need to get a pretty large size one here before we leave this area, Pete. I'll tell you what we got. Look at this. I'll stop right here and take a pan, okay, of that grid here. But these rocks obviously came out of the crater because they scattered more uniformly around it. There's a bunch up on the rim, and there's not many far away. We probably ought to grab a big one of them. 74. They're moving straight south now. There's an interesting droplet. Hey, that's all right. Let's get in. Let me read your camera and you read mine if you would. Help them out a bit down there. Okay, your camera right now is on 36. How about mine? That's 36 also.
Okay.
Move.
Can you copy that?
Roger, we got it out.
Every crater you come to in Libya and you see the glass bead, evaluate it.
Are you able to back up any
6 from that rock and there's 30.
This is not unlike all the other rocks around here, Houston. All the rocks we've been looking at, Houston, in this area seem to be the same. They seem to have the rock has got dirt built up on all sides of it, all directions.
Sure does. It looks about equal, too, doesn't it?
It looks about equal, that's right.
Very interesting. I don't know what the means of transport, but it just built up around it.
Real closely at the rock, the surface of it is first pitted. There's some bits that are maybe even up to 3/8 of an inch in diameter, right? However, most of them are small. It doesn't look like a basalt, although the grains are too small for me to see anything, identify any specific one. Some of the pits have glass in it, which is not surprising, and many of them don't. That's about all we can say about that rock.
Roger, Al, can you give us a sample bag number and then press out?
Okay, well, we didn't take a sample there. The couple that we did take a sample of previously are the same type. So the last couple of samples have been of the same type rocks that we're discussing. Okay, Houston, I'm coming up on Bench Crater right now. I wrote Gosman left out. And I get a pan and Bench Crater. This looks like a very interesting crater. It's different. Oh, and I see some really different rocks. A big one. Hey, that looks like bedrock. What a crater. Ow. Oh, boy. Hey, Al, look, come on over here.
I'm coming.
Gotta get some of this. Let me get some pans in there.
Sounds interesting, Al. Sounds as though you're just down to bedrock. Is that from?
Yeah, they gotta be bedrock in the one at the bottom. As a matter of fact,
boy, there's a big fragment of
that. It looks to me like stuff is melted at the bottom of it. I can't swear that, but I'll get you some pictures. Right now. Pick up two or three other little ones and put them in 64 here.
rock. Like dead rock to me.
Okay.
Looks a lot like the fragments we've been seeing laying all over the place, but this stuff obviously. I'd say we have a total of about 3 pounds of rocks right now.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, we're going to have to grab some bigger boulders.
That fills that one up.